grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I ever have a cent,
good thing it's Friday or I'm in the wrong place.
Rockefeller, gold dust at my feet. On sunny side of the street.
Yes, welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I'm Paul Harris, your 20%er. Here 20% of the time. Frank's got the other 80%. But I'm here with 200%ers, Eon the Peon and Dan Strauss. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Nice to have you. Do I sound depressed?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to mention it, but yeah, you do.
Two things really, really bugging me today. Number one, I'm not Lindsay Lohan's attorney. Is there a more full-time job in America than her attorney?
Wow.
And didn't she just hire a new PR person? Because the other one quit.
You know what? I'd rather be the attorney.
I know.
Because yes. There's no way you could turn anything in her life into a positive.
No.
Arrested again in New York. I mean, I don't really care about Lindsay Lohan, but...
TMZ has a story today claiming that she's drinking up to 2 liters of vodka a day.
How would they know that?
From sources?
The PR person, probably.
Yes.
Lindsay, you told me to plan some stories about you. This is the only one I can think of.
We need to explain your behavior somehow.
2 liters instead of 4 liters.
Do you want the truth to get out, or you don't want the 2 liter story? Yeah, this is the only story I had without the word arrested in it. It's the only thing I could do here. So that's one reason I'm depressed, and the other, of course, is that I didn't win Powerball.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, I kept waiting for the announcement today. They kept saying it's somebody in Missouri, and I thought, well, maybe it'll be me.
I know.
Then I realized, oh, I didn't buy a ticket.
Oh, you didn't?
Oh, no. You don't even bother buying.
No.
No.
I was at the poker room last night.
You're $2 ahead of me. You've won.
I was at the poker room last night. Nelly was at my table. He bought $1,200 worth of tickets.
Ah.
Did not win.
Nelly?
Yeah.
Why would Nelly?
why not?
I guess so.
Hey, LeBron James bought like $15,000 worth.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think part of that is, A, you can never have enough money.
Yeah. Exactly.
There's no such thing as enough.
No.
And
I'm done making money.
I don't want any of that.
Wow.
Yeah. And secondly, how much is that? That's, you know, that's pocket change to these guys.
Man. $1,200.
So they announced the winner in Missouri today. They had the press conference. And I talked about this earlier this year when the people in Redbud won the all-time record. And,
yeah.
You know, they go and they had the press conference. Now, the law in Missouri is they have to announce your name and they have to announce the town you're in. And I understand the reason why they had to do that, because so many people are buying tickets. You don't want to get, well, somebody did win, but we're not going to tell you who. That would sound like there's something hinky going on. But if I was the winner, I'm never showing up for a press conference.
No way.
No, I don't want people to see my face.
I don't want them to see my face. Also, you know, then you get all the reporters who want to write the big stories about you, and then all the press gets out, and then the crazy people come out of the woodwork.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm your cousin's friend, and he,
yes.
You know, it's one of those kind of things.
Remember me?
Plus all the sad sack stories. please, we had our house destroyed by whatever, and my children have this disease.
It'd be like the Percy's anything. Millions. You'd get all those letters every day.
Yeah.
So I would never do that. And even if the state forced me to go to that press conference when they introduced me, I would then never do another interview. You know, the Today Show and CNN and
yeah. Well, there's Katie Couric. Yeah, there's full-hour shows now on TLC or something, the lottery winners and
yeah.
Showing their house off and then no thanks.
Why would you do that? I mean, I understand it's a complete change of lifestyle for anybody.
But it doesn't have to be public.
I mean, unless you're, I guess, LeBron James or A-Rod or Bill Gates. Of course, $192.5 million is going to be a complete change in your life.
Hey, kids, the holidays are going to be really, really good this year.
Yes.
That's all I can say right now.
Yeah. Also, why do they always have to come out immediately? I mean, the drawing was Wednesday night. This is Friday. You have not had time to figure things out yet.
I don't think so. I would wait. I would definitely wait. Get with
financial people,
yes.
Legal people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have that sound clip to play of the woman in
Missouri. Oh, let's hear that. Let's hear that. Mark and Cindy Hill are the couple. They're from Dearborn, Missouri. That's like 40 miles north of Kansas City. I'm pointing this out just in case you want to go and sit outside their house and claim to be a dependent. You would not be alone. I guarantee it. So they were at this press conference the Missouri Lottery had today. Here's what they had to say.
Other than a few trips here and there and the college funds, we're just the same people. My husband's keeping the same old pickup, so he did ask for a red Camaro, though.
He asked for a red Camaro.
Right.
We're still the same people.
Right now they are.
Nothing's happened yet.
No.
It hasn't even been two full days.
I don't even know if you have the money in your account yet.
No, the drawing was Wednesday night at 9 o'clock.
We're just still the same old people.
Right now, they're the same people. And then when that money comes in, it's like, oh, my. Oh, whoa. Honey, I'm getting rid of the
same
pickup
old
truck.
Pickup truck.
Okay, you know what? If you have a vehicle that you really love driving and you want to keep driving that, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, do it. It's your money. You could do whatever you want with it. If you want to take that money and put it under your mattress, fine. Who am I to tell you not to do that? But I think perhaps coming out the first day and saying, yeah, it's us and here's what our plans are. You don't have plans yet.
No.
My husband plans on keeping the pickup truck, but he also is going to hire a chauffeur.
It's like you have a one-day-old child, and you're already deciding what college they're going to. You don't have a... You haven't slept yet. Right?
Oh, man.
Do you think you could sleep knowing you had the winning ticket?
No.
No,
oh, no. I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I don't know. If you take it to the bank and put it in a safe deposit box or something like that, then you'd be worried about something happening to the
bank. Oh, the bank's going to burn down.
Yeah.
And you know what? You don't want to have those thoughts. You don't have those thoughts in your conscious daytime life. It's when you go to sleep and you're trying to fall asleep and you're thinking, you know, you're starting to fantasize about things. Oh, my God. What if the bank burns? That comes in there, and then you can't get that out of your head.
The first thing I'm doing is going to those websites that have those charter jets that you can buy. You know, I can't remember the name of the website.
NetJets?
Yes, I would be out of town almost immediately.
You know, that is the one thing that is at the top of my list. If I were ever rich or rich enough to be able to afford any luxury, the number one thing on my list is I want to be able to call the guy at the airport and say, Jim, gas it up.
Yes. Yeah.
We're going to Vegas. We're going to Cancun. We're going wherever. And he gasses it up, and I show up, and my favorite food is on board, and
yes.
My favorite beverages are on board.
Grab my bags out of my trunk, and let's go.
You know what? I'll carry my bags. I'm not that big about it. That's fine. All I want is I want that plane. That's the one thing. Now, there's something else about this story that we have to talk about, which is the way the media jumped all over the numbers that were chosen before we knew who these people were and how they were chosen. There was a story that appeared in USA Today that because the winners were announced to have been from the Kansas City area, so people went, oh, Kansas City, well, I wonder where they got the numbers from. And then they went back and they matched up the fact that all the winning numbers in the Powerball combination matched up with the numbers of uniform numbers of Kansas City Royals greats. George Brett, number 5. Mark Gubiza, number 23. Bo Jackson, number 16. Dennis Leonard, number 22. Dan Quisenberry, number 29. Willie Wilson, number 6. And then there was a debate about, well, why would you choose those Royals? Blah, 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 blah. Here's the thing. They didn't.
It was a quick pick.
It was? It was a quick pick?
Yeah, it was picked by the computer at random.
Oh. And every article that before the drawing was choose your own numbers.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
choose a
pick. I heard Martin yesterday. Martin and Josh were talking about it on their show yesterday. Here are tips as to how you can win the Powerball.
Yes.
They're doing it on Wednesday, actually. Yeah, and one of the things was exactly that. Don't let the computer pick your numbers. No.
It seems like every time I hear somebody that wins, they had a quick pick.
And then they said, don't pick low numbers between 1 and 31 because those are birth dates.
Right.
And you don't want to have to split your jackpot with a bunch of people.
Right. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
They were all low numbers, too. Every single one of them.
Yeah. Well, the Hills are really kicking themselves for picking these numbers, which they didn't pick.
No.
And by the way, I don't know. I'm not a huge baseball fan. I know the names Bo Jackson and George Brett and Dan Quisenberry. But I never heard of Willie Wilson, Dennis Leonard, or Mark Gubiza.
Yeah.
I had to go down the hall and ask Martin Kilcoyne. And he said, oh, yeah, Mark Gubiza pitched for the Royals against the Cards in the 85 World Series. And I said, okay, but would anybody ever say, ooh, I love Mark Gubiza.
Royal greats.
He's going to be my number for Powerball. He said, I don't think so.
Yeah.
And, of course, they didn't. It was quick pick. And here's the other thing about it. The reason people don't do quick pick, I love this conspiracy theory, because people just are insane in this country. You know, if you let the computer pick the number, then in the end, that number will never come up because the computer knows which numbers have been chosen.
Yes.
That's right.
There's an insanity in this country and a lack of common sense in this country that just stuns me. All right, let's take some phone calls. Oh, by the way, coming up on the show today, in like 10 minutes, I'm going to introduce you to the guy who is the curator of an extremely cool exhibit here in our town, the Da Vinci Machines Exhibition, which is downtown at the Bank of America Plaza. I went last weekend. He's going to come in here. We're going to talk about this. Very, very cool. You'll want to go to see this thing. And after I was there, I said, you got to come on the show and talk about it. So he's going to come in about 10 minutes or so. But we have time to take a few phone calls here. And we'll start with you, Craig. Hi, how are you today?
Good afternoon. I'm doing well. I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I think if you look at the back of the lottery tickets, I believe somewhere it's written on there, or it's just part of the agreement that if you win, you have to go on, you have to be, you go on TV or whatever they want you to do.
So, so the law says you have to show up for the press conference?
Well, not the law, but I think accepting the money that you're giving them permission to use you in promotions.
You have to sign the ticket, I believe, right?
Sign the ticket, right.
Yeah, well, see, again, all right, I have to? Fine. I'm showing up. Yeah. It does. There's nothing on the back of that ticket that says that I got to tell everybody everything about my life.
Can I wear a mask?
You're going to go as the unknown comic from the Gong Show with a bag over your head?
Yeah.
Thanks, Craig. I appreciate it. Hi, Jim. You're on the Big 550 KTRS.
Yeah, is this Open Line Friday?
Yes, it is.
Well, I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
No, I just, you can all chime in, but since they're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Now, the prize for each one is $293 million.
$192.5 million if they take the cash payout.
Well, that's my question. To you guys. Now, I see if a person is, in their late 50s, 60s, they may not live 30 years. But you're talking about somebody that's 45, 50 years old.
Yeah.
They might make it till 80.
Oh, I'd take the lump sum no matter what.
Yeah, I know. But when you're talking about this kind of money, I kind of broke it down. If they take, they could take the 290 And if you broke it down into 30 years, that's a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah, as long as you don't die.
Well, yeah.
And you're letting them, you know, keep the money.
Well, why would you give somebody a tax-free loan of $290 million?
Well,
interest-free, I mean.
The thing of it is that you're giving up almost 60, you know, if you take the cash option and you're going to not take it for 30 years, you're giving up almost $60 million right there.
Oh.
But I think you can make it back. You can make it back with investments faster.
So everybody on the program would take the cash option.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Even, you know, like...
Jim, you know why we have this all figured out so perfectly?
How is that?
Because we know we're never going to win that much money, and it's all fantasy.
It's really easy to say that.
This is all fantasy. I can tell you exactly what I'm going to do when I'm incredibly rich, which is never going to happen.
And you still go play poker with Nellie.
Of course.
Oh, sure. Okay, well, you'd be able to go up there and bet a couple hundred thousands, then, wouldn't you?
I don't think I would do that.
All right, well, thank you.
All right, Jim, thanks. By the way, this guy who won, Mark Hill, 52-year-old mechanic, he and his wife have been struggling to get by. Now, to me, that's kind of the sad part of this story. This is the part of the story that you don't hear talked about in all the Powerball hype, which is that the people who buy most lottery tickets in this country, and I'm not talking about the $500 million Powerball thing, but I'm talking about the everyday Missouri lottery people. And Missouri Lottery will hate that I'm going to say this. But the people who buy most lottery tickets in this country can't afford it. They're all people who don't have money but have dreams of being rich, and this is how they're going to make that dream come true.
I agree.
They're going to go and they're going to win that gigantic jackpot, and they're going to turn their lives around. And the lottery, of course, wants to tell the story of these people who didn't have anything, and then look, they're 100 millionaires.
Yeah. All their problems are gone.
What they don't tell you about is the people who spend $5 a day, $1,500, $1,800 a year that they don't have on lottery tickets and never win, or, you know, woohoo, I won $3. Yeah, you spent $15 this week and you won $3. It's that sort of thing. That to me is the sad part of the lottery in this country. It's kind of like a self-imposed tax on poor people. The government doesn't force anybody to do that, but they make it seem like, woohoo, you're going to win, you're going to get rich. And again, because people can't do math in America, we have a major arithmetic problem in America. That's what happens.
Same as the casinos. Exact same thing.
Well,
you
I've talked to all
the people that walk in those doors.
I've talked about this before. You go to the casino, and there's a sign there that says, we pay back 90% on our slot machines, as if they're proud of that. And if you walked up to somebody on the street and said, if you give me $100, I'll give you $90, they would never take that deal. But they go in, and they see the chance of, oh, I could win $10,000
right.
at the
I
slot
could
machine.
Be that one.
Right. They could be that person. And that's fine, by the way. If you do that with your recreational dollars, if you can afford to do that, if you could go out there like LeBron James and spend $15,000 on lottery tickets, fine. If you can afford that, that's fine. But let's remember that the vast majority of Americans who do that can't afford it, and their dreams end up being dashed by simple arithmetic. The odds are just tremendously against you. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more. I'm Paul Harris. It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, we're going to check traffic right now, and here is Frank Ladd.
Good afternoon, Dan. We're heavy this afternoon. Westbound Highway 70 between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. Remember, you're down to just three lanes either direction on the Blanchette Bridge due to construction. The best way to go is Highway 370 or Highway 364. You won't have any of those delays. 64 westbound, no delays this afternoon. Hampton to McCausland out of the city, 270 to Mason, and approaching the Boone Bridge, no problems to report. You're all clear downtown, headed towards the Poplar. Eastbound 64 from Jefferson to Poplar, northbound 55, no delays. Eastbound Highway 70, no delays. The express lanes are back open downtown on 70. This update brought to you by Carfax. Not sure how much to pay for that used car? Get a Carfax report and buy with more confidence. Just say, show me the Carfax. Ask your dealer or go to Carfax.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 K. KTRS.
The news is spreading like wildfire among Mizzou fans. The big 550 KTRS will continue to be the home of the Missouri Tigers for the next 3 years. Missouri Athletic Director Mike Alden had this to say about the news.
We're really excited about that. And certainly to have that type of presence in St. Louis and to be able to do that for the next 3 years, that's exciting for us.
Mizzou football and basketball, in addition to Tiger Talk with Gary Pinkel and Frank Haith, will continue to be heard right here on the big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Next July, I'm going on vacation and you're invited. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here. Altair Travel has done it again. Another trip of a lifetime. Join us as we cruise down the Danube River. We're going to start in Prague, which is the playground of Europe, and then river cruise down the Danube River through Germany, through the Alps, into Austria, finishing up in Hungary, Budapest, Hungary, to be exact. People who have taken this cruise say it is absolutely spectacular, and it's going to be another trip of a lifetime put on by Altair Travel and Cruises. It's a summer vacation with McGraw-Millhaven and KTRS, and more importantly, Altair Travel, because they know how to put on a party. It's next July, and you get 5% off the already discounted price. Call Altair Travel for details, 314-968-9600 or altairtravel.com. Altair Travel and a Danube River Cruise. Join us next July.
A lot of restaurants come and go, some lasting a few months, others a year or so. But the really good ones, they have customers coming back year after year, like Stefanina's. Stefanina's has been a favorite of diners for over 30 years. With the area's best and largest pizzas, with your choice of cheese, their authentic pasta dishes, salads, and large selection of entrees, the food's one reason folks return again and again. The other reasons? A comfortable atmosphere, fast and friendly service, and incredibly low prices. Stefanina's is family-owned and operated, so it's really important to them that you are 100% satisfied. Lunch specials start at only $5.95, and that includes an entree, salad, and your drink. Daily specials include their popular large pizza for the price of a small every Monday. What began as a small family restaurant by Stefanina herself has grown into five locations. You'll find the menu, specials, and directions online at stefspizza.com. That's stefspizza.com. Heck, you can even order online. Stefanina's and stefspizza.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A five-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes. And through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-5285. That's 1-800-530-5285. 1-800-530-5285.
The Bible says the borrower is slave to the lender. In other words, when you owe people money, they own you. So are you tired of being a slave to your mortgage and all your other debts? Just think, a typical monthly mortgage payment is 90% or more interest, and the banks get it all. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. I've shown over 2 million people how to eliminate their debts, including their mortgage, credit card debts, car payments, and student loans. And now I want to show you. So let me rush you a free copy of the Debt-Free Bible. Just call 1-800-900-6936. You'll discover powerful debt-eliminating secrets that will help you break free from being a slave to your debts. The truth is, you can get out of debt, no matter how much money you owe or how much money you make. For a free copy of the Debt-Free Bible, call now while a limited number of copies are still available. Call 1-800-900-6936. For your Debt-Free Bible, call 1-800-900-6936.
It was like any other night. You locked the doors, turned off the lights, and went to bed. When suddenly, it strikes. The dreaded late-night low battery chirp.
No!
end the nightmare. Eliminate low battery chirps for good with Kidde worry-free smoke alarms. The sealed-in lithium battery lasts 10 years, and each is designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location in your home. Rest easy with Kidde's worry-free smoke alarms. Available at the Home Depot. Visit worryfreealarm.com.
Now through Christmas Eve at Kohl's, you can win a dream receipt. One winner every day, every store, and online too. Kohl's, expect great things.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I'm Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me in the studio. Last weekend, I took my mom, my daughter, and my wife to a building downtown right opposite the Cityscape. It's in the Bank of America Plaza for the St. Louis introduction to the Da Vinci Machines exhibition. This is an exhibition of some of the actual works of the great Leonardo da Vinci, things that were done 500 years ago. Stunning, stunning technology by one of the obviously smartest men ever. And while I was there, I met some of the people who run it. And at the end of it, I went up to the guy at the counter and introduced myself, and he introduced himself, and turns out he's one of the curators of the exhibition. He's not just the guy running the gift shop there. He's the guy who's in charge of it. His name is John Rogers. And I said, John, you got to come on the show and talk a little bit about this stunning exhibition. So welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks so much, Paul.
And thanks for bringing this to St. Louis. For people who may not know anything about Leonardo da Vinci, name just a couple of the things he's famous for, besides that ridiculous Dan Brown book and movie.
Well, you know, when I first got involved with the Leonardo da Vinci, I really didn't have any concept of the total scope of what a true genius he was. Mm-hmm. And he literally is basically the father of our civilization in regard to knowledge. And he made, when you look on the list of the things that he's invented there, he invented the parachute, he invented the ball bearing, he invented the spring, he invented... In the newest addition to the exhibit down there is we have a new that he was a real thinker in his own lifetime, and people would come up to him and say, "What about this and what about that?" And he literally came up with the idea on how they actually built the pyramids, and we've got that down there now as well. Mm-hmm. And then once you move past that, the interesting thing is that when he was noted as a scholar, as so knowledgeable, in not just one area, but he talked about the machines, and he made his money initially with the military ideas that he had. But he's also involved with anatomy and physics, and just how one man can just circumvent or transcend all these areas was just, it took me a while really to mentally digest it.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened with me last weekend. I did not know that before Leonardo da Vinci, nobody had done an autopsy. Mm. It was, you know, the early 1500s, and the church was really not happy about this. And in those days, the church was the authority, and they thought it was sacrilege.
It was sacrilegious and illegal. Yeah. And literally, during the last 3 years of his life, Leonardo was asked to leave Italy, and he ended up in France. King Francis I invited him over there. But when you get into the autopsy, what he did with the human body is that the drawing of the Vitruvian Man that you all see, where it is said to be an average of all the male bodies that he measured up, and that's where we get our word virtual from. And when he was going through this anatomy, a friend of his had died at an early age, and he was really upset about it, and he wanted to find out why he died, and he started an autopsy on him, and he noticed that there was hardening of the arteries around his heart.
Yeah.
And he's the first documented person that we know of that made notes that what you ate affected your health, and he became a strict vegetarian after that. So 500 years ago, yeah, he knew knowledge.
That's wow. The stunning part of it. We're talking about the year 1500. We're in the year 2012. This was 1500, a guy was smart enough not only to be able to say, I'm going to cut into this body, but then to make detailed maps of the human body, where all the organs were, where the arteries went, where the vein, I mean, the whole circulatory system. That's a stunning
amazing
thing. If you woke up today and tried to come up with something like that, I'm not sure that there's anything left that this guy didn't discover 500 years ago.
Well, I saw on one of the PBS stations just a couple months ago that they said that he's going along with your saying with the autopsy that he made notes that the heart, he's the first one to make notes that the heart didn't actually pump, that it twists. And he should now be given credit for the invention or the contributions of the heart valve.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing that I think is fascinating is that to show what a shrewd genius that he was, is that he not only could see a problem and come up with an idea to solve that problem, but he also could look down line into the future and he could see exactly what was the good and the bad of his invention. For instance, he's gone his way over to see the Duke of Milan with his war ideas, and he'd come up with a drawing with the submarine, and he surmised that, you know, the submarine could only be used for, quote, what he thought, underwater assassination. And he literally thought, he thought this was horrible. He loved human life. He loved the human being. Everything that he did in his life was a preservation of human life. And he literally tore up his drawings in the carriage on his way over to see the Duke of Milan. And it wasn't until like 200 years later during the First World War that the submarine was built, and that the exact thing that he thought of 500 years before that, that was used for assassination during that. I mean, it's just amazing when you go on and on.
It is amazing. Talking with John Rogers, one of the curators of the Da Vinci Machines exhibition, which is downtown in the Bank of America Plaza building. It was an open space that they decided, hey, this will be a nice place to put our stuff. And they have a wonderful exhibit space down there. It's at Market and 8th Street. I highly recommend you go. I want to talk about just a couple of the things that he had there that were military related. Some of them were such simple ideas. Now, remember, we're talking about, again, the year 1500, when you had people living in castles, and the invading army would come and they would have to attack the castle, or maybe there'd be walls around a city and they had to attack that. So how would they attack it and get in there? They would have these gigantic ladders that they would bring and lean up against the wall. So what do the people inside do to deal with the people who are coming with the ladders? Da Vinci came up with this idea. Well, you explain the
idea. Well, it's the assault ladder. And he brought it back that not only, I mean, it could be used at multiple attack points during an invasion of a castle, but he also angled it at such an angle that it didn't go straight up and down. So they were pouring the boiling oil or whatever, burning hay or whatever, that it came at such an angle that they couldn't push it away.
This is the thing that always amazed me whenever I see those old pictures of old wars from that era. You know, they had the pot of boiling oil. How they got a pot of boiling oil, don't ask me, but they got it up to the roof.
Yeah, not that high up.
And the guys are going straight up on a ladder, and the guy's pouring oil down on them, and then the other guys go up the straight ladder. And Da Vinci goes, what if we angled the ladder? Hey! But then there's the other part of it, which is, how do you defend your castle or your walled city against that? He came up with this idea of, well, if we put a pole on the outside with holes and rods inside, when they put their ladders up and they climb up that, and we push that ladder out, it'll push their ladders over and they'll fall over. It's like, you know, it's one of those things that goes, well, that was incredibly simple. No one else thought of that.
You know, and he, basically, when he took that first idea, that they call it the assault prevention system that he had.
Yeah.
I mean, he took that to the next level, as you said again, that he saw that and said, okay, what's next? And what's next?
Right.
And that's the thing that's just totally amazing for him. And you know, and the military thing that he moved right away into flight. You know, we've got the first glider there but he was able, it didn't really work as well as he would have liked because your head fit through the top part of it, what that would do to your throat and neck. But what he accomplished by that experiment was that for a human being to fly, your wings had to be parallel to the horizon. And that was the basics of every airship that we've had.
Right.
We had.
This guy was coming up with ideas about flight 400 years before the Wright brothers. He's got a thing that was the predecessor to the helicopter. He's got the original idea for the parachute and all the rest of these things. And I just want to go back to the military.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to move off that.
No, for one other thing, you have something, and I didn't quite understand exactly what this was when I first heard about it, so I had to come down to the exhibition. This is one of the things I came down there to see. It was the predecessor to the tank. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know.
Okay. Can you explain what that is?
Well, Leonardo came up with the idea. He was basically born out of wedlock. And he was basically kept out of the educational system until his early teens. And he roamed throughout nature. And that's where he got all of his ideas. And he came up with the first tank, and it was shaped like the shell of a turtle or a tortoise as a protection. And he first designed that for horses, because they had cannons inside. You know, cannons and horses don't mix that well.
Yeah.
And he quickly designed it for the human being. But the really interesting part about that is that's what we call, that the Da Vinci exhibit people call, the beginning of the Da Vinci Code. Because when you look at his CODIS, his book that was right next door, I mean, he had a solid piece of a metal in there. And he shows this to the Duke of Milan, and he says, do you like this? And the Duke says, yeah, I do like it. He goes, you know, but Leonardo, I got one problem with it. He goes, what's that? He goes, it doesn't work. And you know what Leonardo says to him? Am I getting paid? Are you paying me? And then it wasn't until he was happy when he got paid, he tells the Duke to cut a piece of that bar out of there, and the whole thing would roll back and forth.
Beautiful.
500 years ago, he had his own copyright. Yeah. 500 years ago, he knew he had to protect his ideas. But also, he didn't want his ideas to be used for ill. And he wanted to make sure that if they fell in the wrong hands, that, you know, they would have to come back to him, and he could make the judgment whether or not to pass it on or not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an amazing... the amazing ideas that just kept coming from this man is just remarkable.
When you go to see the Da Vinci Machines exhibition in downtown St. Louis, part of it is interactive. You can actually see some of the designs that Da Vinci did. You guys have recreated some of his actual designs, and people can actually, I was going to say play with them. You don't want them to play with them, but you can actually operate some of these.
Oh, absolutely. That was the main idea for the entire exhibition. I've had people come through the exhibition and say they've seen something in New York where they just had his codices, or his pictures of his books and just his drawings.
Yeah.
We've actually taken this into life. This is exactly how when Leonardo walked down through his workshop, he would tell his assistants, you know, move this over here, move this, move that ball bearing here to make this work better. And this is exactly how, if he was alive today, and we give the tours on the weekends through there, we explain to them just the way Leonardo would explain during his lifetime. He was an event planner as well. And when he had the parties and the masquerades and the balls of his era, the Medici family and the Dukes would say, Leonardo, bring out whatever you're working on and explain it to everybody.
That's just like my parties.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
So he'd bring out his robot. He'd bring out his assault ladder, and he'd explain it to everybody. It's quite an amazing thing.
All right, so you've got the tours on the weekend. You've also got the machines there. You've got a video in the back that runs something like 45 minutes, which really tells an enormous amount of his life. You also have his most famous paintings, the two most famous paintings of his. One, of course, is The Last Supper, and the other one is The Mona Lisa. What have you learned about The Mona Lisa by studying this?
Well, the Mona Lisa, it was his most famous. The reason we call it his most famous painting, because it was also his most favorite painting. And he was literally, we have it at the actual size down there at the exhibit, and he literally carried it underneath his arm whenever he traveled. And he would never let it out of his sight. And whenever he traveled, whatever room he was in, he would take it in there with him, and he always protected it. And he would never sell the Mona Lisa. And when King Francis I invited him to come to France after he died, he sought out the Mona Lisa, and he purchased it, and he tried to accumulate as many. He realized what a true genius Leonardo was, and he accumulated as much as the ideas and drawings and robots and inventions that Leonardo had, and he started what he called the Exhibition of the Kings, which is now in downtown Paris, the Louvre.
Mm-hmm.
So out of all the famous French sculptures and painters down through the century, it was an Italian, Leonardo da Vinci, that started the most famous museum in the history of the world.
Wow. Now, I mentioned jokingly earlier on the whole Dan Brown thing with the Da Vinci Code. Palpable nonsense, right?
Well, as I alluded to earlier, what we consider the Da Vinci Code is how Leonardo tried to protect his ideas.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to his ideas, like I said, to fall in the wrong hands. And he literally taught himself, and back then in the 1500s, if you were left-handed, that was considered the sign of the devil.
Right.
And all pens were made for right-handed people. And Leonardo taught himself how to write backwards, left-handed, what we call mirror script. And so if we were in a classroom situation, he could, and the ink was still wet, you could put another piece of paper on top of it, you could turn it over, and you could immediately share his ideas. So he's
the first copier.
Exactly right. He's now given the idea for the first duplicate copies.
Oh, man. But 1500,
wow,
Dan.
That's unreal.
But, you know,
by the way, that's what a copier costs now. In the year 1500.
Yeah. But that's what we call the Da Vinci Code, is the protection of his ideas, and that he wanted to keep his ideas to himself and let them out to whoever.
Okay, but what about the stuff that Dan Brown has in the book and which showed up in the Tom Hanks movie about, I can't remember what it's called. The
Cryptex.
The Cryptex.
Yeah, and we've got one of those on display down there, because you have to have one, because that's so famous.
Because people want to know.
You know, the heart of the Leonardo da Vinci Museum in Florence, they really don't think the Da Vinci Code is as it is described in the, you know.
That's fiction.
It's fiction.
Yeah.
It makes a great story. I loved it. But we really think it's a protection of his ideas.
The thing that bothers me about that is there's so much brilliance that's true about this man. You didn't have to make up something that was mysterious and amazing. The guy was already amazing. Look at all the stuff that you guys have on exhibit here in St. Louis, which is just a small portion of what this man accomplished in his life. And then you had to go and make something up so that people would be interested. How about all the stuff we just talked about?
Oh, I know. And what you're seeing here is basically a thimbleful of his life. I mean, we give the walking tours. They last about 35 and 40 minutes. You could literally give a tour that lasts all day.
Yeah.
You could give a course, a seminar on it. And you're right, you don't have to make up a thing. And, you know, the one part that you alluded to earlier is that seeing him in the future, I mean, seeing his inventions and how they were used in the future, I mean, he knew his airships were unstable. He knew when you got up in the air you needed help. And he came up, we need a parachute. And he was able to come up with the idea for that.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's just that when you take all the levels and you peel away all the levels of Leonardo da Vinci, you're just, every level, every time you get closer to the center, you're more amazed.
Fascinating. All right, let's get the plug in for the Da Vinci Machines exhibition, which is downtown. Again, as I pointed out, it's in the Bank of America Plaza. There's no Bank of America there, but they've taken over that space at Market and 8th Street. When will the tours be going on? What does it cost to go? Give us all the details.
Well, a couple of details. I mean, if you're looking for a holiday event for one of your company or a private event, you want to have it at the most unique venue in St. Louis this year, you could have it. We have space available down at the Da Vinci. We're open 10 to 6 every day. On Sundays, it's 12 to 6. We give $14 is general admission. Seniors, students, military, and teachers is $11. We have a group rates that are less than that in the $7 range. We've got a beautiful when you see this movie about Leonardo da Vinci, we've got a beautiful 60-inch TV provided by the sound room. And
when are the tours?
And the tours are every hour on the hour on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a nice size group, I mean 10 or 15 or 20, and you want to call us in advance, we will have a tour guide standing by for you anytime through the week.
It is a fantastic thing. Take your kids to go see this and really have them be inspired by true genius. That's what you're going to see in person when you go to see this exhibition. I'm so glad you brought it to town, John. And thank you so much for coming in and talking about
it. Paul, thanks for having us. We love KTRS. My niece, Tierney, and I, we listen to that, the Mizzou football games, all the time together on that. We're texting back and forth, so we love KTRS and just everything about the station.
Thank you so much. John Rogers, one of the curators of the Da Vinci Machines exhibition here in downtown St. Louis on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is John Shea.
And this is Jim McMillan from the Inside Out Show.
This Saturday, we will be inside the Big 550 studios. The Inside Out Show goes on the road again.
Really?
Join us at Star Hardware. They always have great deals and places you can park right in front of the store. If you're having a holiday party and need to fix up around the house, or you just need more lights, stop by Star Hardware, 9800 Clayton Road. Talk to one of the folks there who can not only help you, but answer all your questions.
Hey, folks, it's the Inside Out Show, Saturday, 11 to 1, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
All right, let's see how traffic's moving right now. Here's Frank Ladd. Frank?
Well, we've already started to see heavy pockets develop southbound on 270 between Page and Doherty Ferry. 64 westbound now backs up between the Science Center and the Clayton Skinker McCausland area. Then again between Lindbergh and 270. And a lot of that is sunshine related. You're hitting those sun spots now this afternoon as the sun works its way down. 70 westbound is also slow now between 270 and the Blanchett Bridge, where you lose a couple lanes on the bridge. 370, 364 are your best options. This update brought to you by Kia Motors and the Sorrento Crossover. Visit your St. Louis area Kia retailer or go to mykiastlouis.com to learn more about the Sorrento and see why Kia is one of the fastest growing car brands in America. Frank Ladd in the KTRS Traffic Center.
One other thing I want to mention about the Da Vinci Machines exhibition, it's not just going to be in town this weekend. You should go this weekend if you can, but don't feel like, oh, if I don't go this weekend, I'm going to miss it. It's going to be here in St. Louis till March. Later on, when we do the Harris Challenge in the 5 o'clock hour, John has given me some passes to give away for that.
Beautiful.
So that's still to come. And Joe Hipperson on movies and other stuff for the weekend coming up in the next hour on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-378-2281. 800-378-2281.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries. We test and install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. Yeah, we install AutoCraft batteries for you. Not because you couldn't do it yourself, but because we think you shouldn't. Take a breather, buddy. You deserve it. Fast, free battery testing and installation only at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
Look, we're not saying it's right.
The Big 550.
Please say your name.
KTRS.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal Lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Join me, Peter Wright.
And me, Tom Beck, for all things real estate every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tune in Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. for Real Estate Radio. Check us out at roosterreview.com.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Wildwood, DePere, Columbia, and the world. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
From ABC News, I'm Stephen Portnoy in Washington, where the Speaker of the House said today that negotiations to avoid across-the-board tax increases are at a stalemate.